I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today, welcome to season two!
Finally! Woo! Welcome back, Miley.
Hello.
I used to say welcome back, Mom.
Oh, welcome back, Mom.
Yeah, you failed.
Was that filming?
Yes, of course it was. What a goob. So, why has it taken us so long to get going on season two?
I don't know.
Slacker.
You know, I'm not a slacker because things picked up. Our lives got fairly back to normal.
Yes, life got busy again and we just didn't prioritize this. So.
But I think this is good for us because now we're back and better than ever. Honestly.
Sure. I'll go with that. Mm-hmm.
I think we are. I think we are.
I haven't changed much since the last time, but I mean.
I have. New haircut, new me.
Oh, new you, new do, new you.
Yeah.
Nice. And heck, your braces are almost going to be off soonish.
Yeah. I turned 14 while we were on our hiatus.
Yes.
I'm grown.
Sure. We'll go with that. So. What is going to be our first topic for our kickoff of season two?
So basically, we're talking about how I only have 5 years left. Not of life.
Oh my God. Wow. We did not finish a thought. Okay. So
until I graduate and until no.
You're fired.
No. Until I graduate and leave my.
The nest.
My mommy and daddy.
The nest. Ooh, bird references. Let's do this. Right, no. Miley? Miley loves birds so much.
No, I don't.
So much. I need to do a whole episode about birds.
No.
Why, Miley? Tell us why.
I don't know.
Liar. No, but we thought it would be, we wrote down a bunch of topics and thought that it would be fun to kick off because actually this has been a topic of conversation for us lately. Between each other when I was talking with some other moms and there's 5 years left, not just for you before you graduate, but before we as
you and dad move on to the next chapter of your life,
the next phase of our lives, kind of like what do you do after you're kind of done more or less parenting, although obviously parenting never goes away. And it's not like we're like, peace out, you know.
Never see you again. Yeah.
No, we're too much attached at the hip and we're going to, you know, have to extend the cord. Maybe thousands of miles, but, you know, we'll make it work. And yeah, so we thought that would be a, kind of a fun way to kick off season two, is what we're officially saying. So the first season we had about 12 episodes, I want to say. So. You know, we average.
Hopefully we can get more this season.
I'll be content if we do like one a month. Although last year when we started, it was started in like April or May, somewhere around.
The thick of quarantine.
So, you know, we're of course, it's what, August 30 something, almost.
It's 29th today.
Okay, I don't even know what date it is. It's fine. So yeah, so starting our second season, not, you know, it isn't an annual renewal thing, but that's okay.
We got to it when we got to it and we're back and we're better than ever. I am. So I don't know about you, Ma, but
I'm steady, slow and steady. Mm-hmm. That's how we'll go. Yeah. That's what we'll call it.
We'll run the race.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That win the race.
Win the race.
Got it. Miley's language skills have really.
They've
really
been struggling the past few days. This is probably not the best time to be doing this. All right. It's fine.
It's totally fine. So, so 5 years. What is your 5-year plan, Miley? What is.
What I want to do in life, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, kind of.
Sort of, but not really. Like,
I mean,
said it outright.
I'm a dancer currently, and I want to do that for the rest of my life. You know, I want to dance, act, model, just, I want to be in the industry. Just like, flat out. I don't want to be confined to one box. I want to be able to do multiple creative things, because I just want to create and make people's day. hopefully like I'm doing now.
Totally. I mean, if I were listening, if I were a listener, I'd be like, yes, my day is made.
Oh, I love these guys. No, but yes. So that's what I want to do. And I just went into eighth grade 3 days ago.
Moving on up.
Woo! So, yeah, I don't even know. Right now, I just want to continue training.
Yes, of course.
Working my craft, doing, you know.
Building. All those everything things. Is a stepping stone in a building.
And then
block.
Eventually I'll graduate.
Okay, so I have a slightly different perspective on it. I almost am in panic mode, but not panic mode, because I've been thinking recently, like, oh my goodness, we have, okay, yes, 5 years till you graduate, but then rolling that back to when do you have to start applying for colleges or conservatory programs? And oh my gosh, you have to audition for each of those. So shouldn't we be like visiting campuses and things like that well before you actually decide which ones you want to audition? So I'm like literally going down the spiral of like time. Oh my goodness, where are we going? And we're going to have to start. I feel like we have to start those things like within the next 3 years. So really you should start researching it now. And I'm like, so yeah. That's my internal monologue, and like, it was really amplified yesterday when I was on the computer for whatever reason. I started looking at like different college stuff. Yeah, that's where my mommy brain spirals. But you be a kid. It's good that you can be and do your dance, do all the, you know, the voice lessons and all that fun stuff.
Piano lessons and dance. That's my schedule, in case you're wondering. I only have 3 things in school. Graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know I want to
do some post-secondary education for going into
my career. I know I don't want it to be in the Midwest, because we live in the Midwest right now.
Yeah.
I know I want it to be probably on one of the coasts.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to go to a full 4 years of college or do like the 2-year conservatory program things that they have out there. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if a full 4 years is for me or not.
Right.
But yeah.
And I'm cool with whatever path you take. I just think you need some post-secondary, especially for the entertainment industry, the dance industry, just to know how to really be taught how to maneuver through it and like put your best foot forward.
Yes.
And, you know, further audition techniques, because yes, you know how to audition for dance pretty much, but do you know how to audition for all the other things? Not so much.
I know how to, it was for acting. I know how to send in, I know how to self-tape.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I've never been, I've done self
stuff.
Tapes.
Yeah.
A slate, not a slide.
Dang
oh
it.
My.
See, I don't even know the terminology. I'm having to learn along with
you. At least
you.
I do.
Slide, slate, whatever.
But
it's fine.
I know how to self-tape, but I've never been to a real audition. I've
right.
done self-tapes, but anyways, sorry, getting off topic.
What
were you going to
ask
before?
I was just saying, do you ever go down that rabbit hole of like, oh my gosh, I only have, and then start feeling like you don't have enough time?
Sorry, my foot fell asleep.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, do I feel like,
like, is time your enemy?
Sometimes. Me and my friends will talk about it. And then, you
so
know.
So weren't you talking about with a couple of your friends, like, oh, because some of them are a year older than you. And so they're even, you know, they just started
even
high school.
Sooner
and
than
so
I am. And they're gone. And they don't know what they want to do. Well, one of them does. But some of them, you know. Yeah, time is just a weird thing. And I hate it. And it's annoying. And it's rude. Time is just rude.
Time.
Like, just everything. Or think about how, oh my god, like, time is going too fast. I don't even remember what I did last week at this time. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even remember what was I doing last week at, you know, what time is it now? At 6 o'clock. Like, you know those weird things? Like, you just start thinking about time and you're like, what did I do, you know, yesterday?
Or what have I done with my life? Because, I mean,
what have I done?
I'm the age I am, and sometimes I'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, and I don't want to be working forever.
Hey, you had me.
I know.
That's a great accomplishment.
I mean, yes, I have raised a human that is still alive. Woohoo! Woo! She woke up and none of us died today. That's a happy time.
Yeah, that's what you do with your life today.
So, yes, I kept everyone alive.
Yeah. But I don't like time. I don't like time.
It's not our friend.
It's just, it's rude sometimes. I'm like, okay, back off, sweetie. Like, you know what I mean?
It's not a thinking, feeling entity, my dear. I know. Yeah,
she needs to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, slow your roll.
Yeah, no.
Now, do you ever get, nervous about leaving home?
A little bit when I actually think about it, but at the same time I'm kind of excited for it, just because I've always been more of a mature child.
Adventurous. Yeah,
you know, I've always been kind of a couple steps ahead of everybody else, in their life wise, kids at school. Someone said something to me the other day, and it was something about colleges. Somebody said something about college, and then somebody said, well, Miley doesn't have to worry about it. She already knows what she's going to do with her life. Aww. I've always been a couple steps ahead of everybody else as far as
life,
maturity
planning.
And planning and life, where I want to go.
By the way. You're welcome for instilling that in you.
You're welcome. Or thank you. I have to say thank you. But yeah, wait, what was the question?
Wow.
I forgot.
So I'm a little worried about, the ability to focus.
Oh,
and stay on
track. I don't.
Are you nervous about, do you get scared at all? Like, oh my gosh, I have to live on my own in 5 years to an extent,
I'm
in the dorm
Here's what I think. I think I can do a lot of it on my own. I can do my own dishes. I can do my own laundry. I can take care of myself.
And you are welcome for all those things.
Thank you. but I can do all of that myself, I'm, well-established that myself.
You can manage the basic life.
The thing that I'm worried about...
You can cook.
Is I can cook. Yeah, see, I can do that stuff. I could live in an apartment and do that stuff. The thing that I'm worried about... Number one, driving.
Yeah, we're working on teaching her that. It's a slow process summer.
But number two, I don't understand, very well money and, that sort of stuff. Like, I don't understand, taxes or anything. That's the part I'm scared about. It's I have to pay rent or that or this. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm just a kid. You know what I mean? When I think about that stuff, that's when I get
finances.
I'm not ready. But everything else, I'm yeah, I could. I'm ready. I could do it. You know what I mean? I'm I could cook myself.
You can cook yourself? You would taste yummy. Miley.
I know I can cook myself.
I know. I'm sorry. That just keeps sounding weird. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think finances can be very intimidating. Interestingly enough, there are things about finances that still intimidate me. And, I farmed out doing my taxes, a few years back because I was sick of doing it and it stressed me out. So
because it's it's something that they don't teach you in school.
No.
You're I wish they would teach me it in school.
When the time comes, when it gets a little bit closer to the graduation date, then I'll sit you down and give you more examples, hands-on training, if you will, because I don't want you to go out and be like, Mom and Dad didn't tell me anything about finances, because we have. I know we have already, but it's been very surface.
I'm just a child.
Yeah.
Kidding.
I'm just a child, but I'm mature.
No, that I... Okay.
I know. Yes. You are an old soul.
Yeah, but I'm also a young soul too.
Well,
sure. Kind of silly.
I mean, yes, but certain in quite a few aspects of just life in general, you're kind of an old soul. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to take a quick pause and be right back. And we're back. Miley had to do a little stretchy stretch. All right.
All right, darling.
Yes, daughter. Daughter of mine.
Beautiful mom.
Smiling light of my life.
Okay, so we talked about my plans. What are yours? Like, are you gonna cry every day?
I mean, that's possible. I'm not gonna lie. That's wholly possible. I may cry my eyes out every day, at least for a while. Or I'd be totally fine and like, la la la, and daddy might cry every day. You don't know.
I want to see that, though. Can you film that?
Sure.
Okay.
On it.
Cool.
No, but for reals, I have lots of plans. I just have to get your father on board for the plans.
Okay. All right,
so queen. One of the plans, I have lots of ideas. Nothing is set in stone, just like life. Nothing is set in stone until you actually execute it. You know what
we both are? We're both big dreamers.
We are. We are very big dreamers.
Both big dreamers.
I want to be more of a doer. And that's, see.
Let's make our dreams our reality.
Love the big platitudes.
Ooh.
But here's the thing. I've always had lots of ideas of things and things I want to do, but I've always been held back by too much fear for quite a bit of things.
Let's let go of that.
I know, right? Well, and I hear the things I say to you, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is a good learning experience, and don't let fear hold you back, blah, blah, blah. And then I look at myself and I'm like, I am so much talk and not enough. Yeah. Like, I need to practice more of what I'm telling you as a parent. That's hard.
Let's do it, queen.
I mean, so, for instance, I would love to, your father needs to retire from his current job. That's number one. Part one, daddy needs to retire from the brutal, back-breaking, physical, manual labor job he does as a diesel technician, because he's falling apart, and I'm not, I am no Florence Nightingale. And for those of you who don't understand that reference,
I don't.
Oh gosh, I failed as a parent. famous nurse.
Oh, I do know that. Okay, I do know.
So famous nurse. So yeah, I'm not, and some people are. Props to you who are good at being like caretakers. I mean, I can in a pinch if I have to like be the one to take care of a person, but I'm not like.
It's not what you would choose to do.
Exactly.
You don't want to.
Thank you.
It's not enjoyable for you.
No.
It's not comfortable for you.
Not for any long-term thing. So I, obviously want to preserve your father's physical health. And also, I want to do stuff while I'm still physically able to do stuff. So I've been fortunate enough to have a job that's been mobile, and I've been telecommuting since before telecommuting was cool or mandated. I've been telecommuting since you were 1 year old. So I've been telecommuting 13 years. And I could literally do it from anywhere in the world as long as I got internet connection. So
of course,
I want to be able to be mobile. And I don't know if that means we're going to sell our house and just go about, or if we keep the house, we get an RV, like a small towable trailer, actually. And then tool around to determine what we want to do with our,
so you can like tour different states and be like, this state is, it sounded like a good idea on paper, not actually for me.
Exactly. Or I've always thought the idea of doing like long-term homesteads for people would be cool, because you are not paying for rent and you're not paying for like a hotel, but you're getting to live in that particular city or state or country that you haven't necessarily lived before, and get to spend time and get the flavor. And so the only thing you're essentially responsible for is like gas and obviously maintaining your insurance and things like that. But so yeah, all those things. And obviously we would make time for when you're either going to be home or going to be off from break or something like that, and coordinate those kind of things
like
with
Christmas.
You. Sure. Yep. Holidays are good. Holiday time with our peanut.
Just Christmas. But that's basically it.
Yeah. It's just, it's that mental reckoning of, oh my gosh, now what do we do that parenting, like I said at the beginning, parenting kind
and
of
and you're
is,
done. Like, a lot of parents have, like, they're like, okay, I still have, like, 3 more years. My oldest is off to college now. I have 3 more years with this kid.
Right.
It's like, this is your first time and your last time ever doing this.
Yeah, all in one. I get everything one shot, one and done. You know, we said is our family motto. So, at least for child rearing. And so, yeah, it's a little bit mentally daunting because I'm like,
oh. I feel like, are you more scared than I am for, like, in 5 years, what's gonna happen?
Like, for you or for me and daddy?
Like, just in general, like, are you more scared for life after me than I am?
I'm not scared for life after. I'm just, and I'm not, yeah, I wouldn't even say I'm apprehensive. I'm excited, but I don't want to take for granted my time with you because I think it'll be more of a sadness almost. It's a hardness letting go. It's that bittersweet. That's the perfect word. It's that bittersweet time because
you're like, I know she's going to go do great things.
But as a parent, I'm so excited to see what you do in the next chapter.
Like what chapters. I'm capable of without being
under the,
without having to go to school every day, without having to come home and do this with you.
Be under the umbrella of, you know, mom and dad. And I'm excited. I really am excited to see what you do. But then I'm also sad, of course, because you're my baby.
I love my child.
I know. You are my one and only baby. And I just, you know, and we love, you know, we're very, like, huggy and lovey. And I'm going to miss my, don't make me cry, you butthead. I'm going to miss my daily Miley hugs. I'm going to have to literally create, like, a human body pillow of you and with a face and everything, and
or,
it's not going to be weird.
Do you know what you could do? You could try hugging your husband.
Hey, I hug him plenty. He hugs me. You get on. You yell at us when we hug too much.
No.
Yes.
You bumped the mic.
It's fine. No one noticed. We get in trouble when we hug too much. So there.
No.
We hug plenty. Yeah. Oh, good thing this isn't video recorded.
Hey, don't say that.
Yeah. No, it's fine. But no, it's, well, and then it's, yeah.
It's a little bit sad.
It's a little bit funny.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Do you remember that bit?
Yes. Okay. More goofiness by us. But no, it's, I mean, do you think you're going to be sad at all? Or is it just like, woo, peace out! Town USA.
Sorry. Well, I'm just gonna need, I'm a very, like, physical contact person, so basically I'm just gonna need to make a friend real quick that will hug me a lot, because I run on hugs. Like, you know those shirts that say I run off coffee? No, I run off hugs. Like,
well,
if you
know
me in person, which all of my friends now, funny enough, are not people who like physical contact. All my friends now actually hate physical contact. So,
that's hard.
That's why I have my mom. So after I move out,
and my friends actually are very huggers.
Yeah, your friends, not my
friends.
I know.
But my friends are huggers. But yes, well, that's why you're lucky in the dance community. I think dance and theater and acting, they're very,
we're very touchy people.
Huggy community. So you're going into the right one just for that reason.
So yeah, I'm basically, obviously I'll be sad. I'll be like, I miss my house. I miss my mom. And I miss my dad.
Wow.
Sorry, I was going to say something else, but then I couldn't think of anything, so I just said dad, because mom and dad were basically implied in there. But
okay.
No, I will definitely miss you guys, and I'll definitely probably cry when we say goodbye, when you drop me off at college, you know?
Yes. For sure.
But
and then we'll just decide to stalk you nearby, so it's fine.
But like, I'll just basically, for me, I just need to find a friend. I need to find somebody that I can, like, you know, talk to, because I don't have a sibling or anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? I need to just find,
like, a touchstone, a
friend,
physically nearby touchstone.
Yes, because yes. Obviously, like, I can keep in touch with anybody nowadays.
Yeah,
but I need somebody that I can, like,
you need a body to hug.
That I can actually hug, or that I
and
can
not in a creepy or
talk
weird
to
way.
In, like,
yeah,
in person, and, like, or I can, you know, cry to them or fume to them. You know what I mean? Like, I just need somebody,
yeah,
like that. And I think I'll find them.
You will.
I'll find them pretty quick. Probably. I'm pretty good making friends sometimes.
I'm sure you.
Sometimes
will.
I'm bad because I get a little.
Awesome. But I think when you get to college, also,
It's like this cesspool of new friends.
Wow, cesspool, I wouldn't say is the right word.
Isn't that like
phrase.
When, like, all in the petri dish?
Well, kind of, but I mean, that has a more negative connotation. So, well, it's the pot is definitely bigger for finding people that are more like
there's
you.
There's a lot more fish in the sea.
There you go. There you go. So, yes, I think you'll be able to find, you know,
a person or
people that are plural. Right up your alley, and you know, the people that also want to give and receive hugs. So yeah, mm-hmm. I think it'll be good. So yeah. Yes, I think we're gonna be in the same boat. The bittersweet,
but like, I'll be
sad
fine.
About missing, but then also
I'll just call you every day.
I mean, that's fine. We are that. I think we are that mother daughter. I mean, you text me at lunch, which I love.
I do. I don't say anything important. Like at lunch, at school, I literally just say hi, mom. Like I don't.
And then
say
I send her all sorts
important.
Of fun and funny gifts, which are amazing.
Literally every day, I just to let her know that I'm still alive. I just say hi, mom. Love you. Bye. Like just very.
And it's a great point in my day because then I also know that okay,
she still loves me.
She's still. My teenager still likes me. Yes! Because I always told your father I was afraid for the teenage years. And hey, we're two in and is doing good!
Woo! I'm pretty good.
So yeah, of course, everyone keeps telling him, and not so much me, they, you know, the worst is yet to come
for
as a
what?
Teenager.
Oh, my voice cracked! So bad!
That was awesome.
Puberty just hit me
again.
That was funny. For what?
No, I'm hoping there's nothing else to wait for. So I'm feeling
my
good
child
about that.
Stop having voice cracks. Gosh.
Oh goodness, but yeah, it's 5 years. Seems like oh yeah, we got a lot of time left, but I know it's
psych.
It's gonna be exactly psych because it's gonna go super fast. And I just keep telling myself, just be present, just be present.
Okay, Dory.
I know. And keep enjoying all the moments, all the dance moments and the school moments and the goofy, funny moments
moment.
We find ourselves all, you know, laying around in the couches or whatever, the bedrooms, and just laughing and being the big dorks that
just,
we are.
Just like drink in every moment.
Yeah.
Really sit in it.
Sit in it, marinate.
Just like absorb it.
Shake it around like a...
Be a sponge.
Like an iced tea or iced coffee.
Iced coffee.
Which neither of us drink coffee, so it was a TikToker reel or something that was going around that we thought was hilarious because we've seen those people.
But yeah, just like
find all
just
the
be.
Things. Just be.
Just
I know, and the thing is, if we focus on time, it's gonna slip through even faster. But if we just be and not worry about the time.
Like, if you just live each moment to the fullest. And that's so, like, cliche. Live every day to the fullest. But, like, seriously, like, just do it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it's kind of cliche, but it's kind of true. Like,
and but it's, you know, it is true. But then also, it's, you know, you get in your daily grind. So, as an adult, I'm like, ugh. Am I living really full life? When I'm sitting at my desk, it doesn't feel so full.
Well, so am I. I'm sitting at my desk, and it doesn't feel full. But there's ways that you can make it feel fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can...
Finding
you can
those moments, finding
things,
those ways.
Even just, like, little things. Like, you know, you can do little things that'll help it feel more... Help you feel more fulfilled.
Wow, way to nail it. That was good.
More fulfilled.
So yeah, this is true. And
let's work on that together, lady.
Only time will tell, right?
Yeah.
Like I slept on the thing about time. Okay, Beth would have appreciated that pun, okay?
That was funny.
Wow. Fail. Okay, apparently I need to work on my comedy, so... Well, we hope you enjoyed our little mother-daughter chat and We'll be coming back for more of season two.
We'll see you.
We won't see. Stop. You drive me bonkers when you say we'll see you, because we don't see them. Anyone who listens.
I can see our picture.
Okay. You'll see our picture. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
That's why I don't say picture. I just say see. You'll see us. See?
No, right. You were going to say we'll
I
see
I see. You see. We see. We all scream for ice cream.
No.
All right, ladies and gents.
Riley gets an F.
We love you all.
Until next
time.
So
very much. Goodbye.
Take care.
So there you have it, some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele, and a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.